It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
Welcome, sports fans. This is Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action from the Forsyth Fieldhouse. Welcome, Jordan.
Yeah, good evening, Brian. Going to be a good battle here, and really interested to see what the old fort has to bring us tonight.
Yeah, it's an interesting night. You know, it's getting to be that time of year, Jordan, where it's senior night for the Fort Recovery Indians, and we honored our five senior basketball players tonight and our two senior cheerleaders tonight. We'll talk about them in just a little bit after we come back from commercials. But, you know, it's just, I think, a weird time of year because it seems like this season's gone really fast.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. You know, what we are in our 18th game coming up here. So, yeah, it sure has flew by. So,
yeah,
definitely looking forward to the tournament and kind of the new look that the boys have. So, yeah.
Yeah, and the tournament draw is going to be this weekend for the boys, and it's a new process of tournament draw, which we'll talk about as we get into the broadcast as well tonight. But, again, our Indians are coming in tonight with a record of 5-12, 0-6 in MAC play. And the Minster Wildcats coming in with an 11-7 record, 3-3 in MAC play. And obviously we're hoping for a positive with our Indians here on senior night. But as you said, it'd be interesting to see how things play out. And we'll take a break and we'll talk to Coach Leverett, Neil Spencer did. And we'll hear from him when we come back from the Wayne IGA pregame show.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Gents, boys, and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're in the Forsyth Fieldhouse and we're talking with Coach Bob Leverett. And it's senior night and we're playing Minster. Maybe mention the seniors we have tonight and whatever the game plan that you want to reveal before the game.
Yeah, so five seniors tonight. Obviously, my son Rex Leverett, Troy Holman, Gavin Pollard, Reese Guggenbiller, and Alex Deuce. Five guys that I've had since third grade basketball, so it'll be a little emotional tonight. So as far as the game plan, you know, we want to control the pace. We got to keep Albers off the boards. He's their 6'9", their 6'8 kid. Him and Ian Holman, who's another banger for them, that's 6'3", scrappy guard. So, you know, control the pace is obviously our main concern and hit some shots. So if we can do those things, I like our chances tonight.
All right. And we appreciate you talking with us. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Ford Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
And we're back. Again, Brian Patch and Jordan Winter bringing you action here from the Forside Fieldhouse. And again, we got the Minster Wildcats coming in here on senior night. And speaking of that, let's talk about our seniors here a little bit, Jordan. Our cheerleaders are Megan Evers. She is the daughter of Brad and Michelle Evers. She's been active in basketball, cheer, volleyball, Spanish Club, Student Council, FBLA, National Honor Society, Fort Recovery Youth Group, and has won numerous academic awards as well as being on the All-A Honor Roll all throughout her time in Fort Recovery. Megan plans to attend Rhodes State for radiographic imaging after graduation. Sounds interesting.
Wow. Wow. That's incredible.
Next one is Jossie Schlarman. She's the daughter of Jason Elizabeth Schlarman. While in high school, she participated in football and basketball cheerleading. After graduation, Jossie plans to attend cosmetology school to become a nail technician.
Awesome.
So I've had fortune enough to have both those young ladies in class, and both of them are very fine young ladies and great students and great representation for each other. So. On to the boys' side for the basketball players, we've got Alex Deuce, son of Nick and Jenny Deuce. While in high school, participated in basketball, golf, baseball, youth group, FFA, National Honor Society, FBLA, Student Council, and Spanish Club. He has earned numerous honors and awards for sports and academics over his high school career. He left pitching a complete game shutout against the number 4 team in the state at the Dayton Dragons Field as his most memorable moment in high school. Next one is Gavin Fowler, and unfortunately Gavin cannot play tonight because he's injured. Unfortunately for that young man. While in high school, he participated in basketball, baseball, FBLA, and FFA. After graduation, Gavin plans to continue working at Fowler Mechanical and working for his mom and dad. Next senior is Reese Guggenbiller, son of Aaron and Beth Guggenbiller. He's been active in basketball, football, track, Spanish Club, FBLA, and National Honor Society. Reese plans to study business at Wright State University Lake Campus. Next senior is Troy Holman, the son of Todd and Michelle Holman. He's been active in basketball, football, Spanish Club, baseball, FBLA, Student Council, the National Honor Society, and has earned numerous athletic honors. After graduation, Troy plans to study either education or business management at Bowling Green State University. And our fifth and final senior is Rex Leverett, son of head coach Bob and Jackie Leverett. While in high school, he has participated in basketball, baseball, Spanish Club, FBLA, and has been on the honor roll. After graduation, Rex plans to major in business at Wright State University Lake Campus. So those are the five boys basketball players and the two senior cheerleaders. So we would like to wish them congratulations.
Yeah, very much so.
On a great athletic and academic career here. And you know, as you've been through the whole thing yourself, Jordan, and, you know, coaching and all that, time flies. And, you know, they say time is definitely a thief. And, you know, I remember, you know, Rex and, you know, particular Rex, you know, as a young age, you know, his dad obviously was on my staff. And, you know, watching these little kids grow up, it's amazing how fast time flies and how fast they get here.
Yeah, it's scary, that's for sure. I know, I remember coaching the boys when they were freshmen coming in, and at the time you're kind of like, man, you got to put some meat on your bone. You know, it's kind of, you go through the whole ordeal with that, and it's amazing watching the kids grow up and become young men, and super proud of all five of those boys, and, you know, and all the senior athletes and seniors in general, and I mean, a heck of a rap sheet for a lot of those kids, especially academically.
Right.
So, yeah, super proud for all of them.
Yeah. You know, the other part, too, I think sometimes it gets lost, you know, in the spirit of competition is, you know, the fact that when you've been through a program, most of the time you're not just starting in seventh grade. You know, you started as you, you know, Coach Lovett said on the radio, Bob's been coaching these guys, the seniors, since third grade. You know, a lot of these guys that play sports, you know, you start in third grade with youth camps. You've been there third grade, fourth grade, fifth, and sixth grade. You know, time you get to junior high, you've already been part of a program for 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, you got your high school 4 years, you got your junior high. You know, you've been 10 years committed to a program. That's a long time. That's a long investment for, you know, for young athletes and young players. And, you know, obviously everyone wants to do well. Sometimes it doesn't, you know, kind of turn out that way. But, you know, they put a lot of time invested in and have worked really hard over the years and done a lot for our school and our community. And so we obviously here at Fort Recovery Radio and as coaches, you know, you want to wish them the best. So
Yeah. And, you know, too, with that, kind of building off what you're saying there, Brian, one of the best part is you get to see these kids grow up, kind of mold into young men, and then you kind of hope, you know, deep down you're like, man, hopefully you can come back to Fort Recovery and keep supporting our school and helping us grow as a community, you know. And it shows, and you've seen that multiple times, you know, especially as long as you've been here and coaching and teaching, you know, how it's nice when you can see the kids come back and then start their family here in Fort Recovery. So
yeah, you know, just kind of, I guess, piggyback off that, you know, I'm looking up there right now, and, you know, you see some of the players that have helped out this year with Coach Leverett and the boys basketball program with our youth kids. You know, you had Dylan Evers, you had Gavin Toby, you have Landon Post, you had Owen Judy. Those guys were all guys that donned the, you know, the purple and white for Fort Recovery here in the last 4 or 5 years, and now are going back and coaching our youth players. And, you know, you look over at the bench, and, you know, you see Toby Metzger, Darian Sheffer, Scotty Dilworth over there, Jeff Baum, you know, Bob Leverett himself. You know, all those guys have been here playing for the Indians and in this community. And, you know, besides, you know, some people thinking you get paid lots of money, you get paid squat,
yeah.
You know, to coach. And most of the time, it's way more headaches than what it's worth. And you hear so much crap that gets thrown at you, and it's always your fault as a coaching staff. And, you know, for those guys to kind of give back to the community and volunteer their time, you know, at youth levels and, you know, getting even paid to do it here is just something to be proud of, I think, as well.
Yeah, 100% agree with you there, Coach.
All right, well, we are getting ready for a break here and getting ready for our Wayne IGA pregame tip-off. And so let's hear a word from our sponsors, and we'll come back for the starting lineup tonight.
Here's a great way to start your day. Make Wayne IGA your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and one of their fresh pastries from their new donut display. You can make your coffee just the way you like it and grab one of their delicious fresh daily pastries, and you'll be all set to face the day. Wayne IGA Coffee and Fresh Donuts, the best way to start your day every day. If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but the high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
And we are back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Kind of go through here some of Minster's starters. Number zero, Ian Holman, 6'3", junior. Number one, Cole McClure, 6-foot guard, sophomore. Number four, Cole Richard, 6-foot guard, junior. Number 10, Connor Schmiesing, 5'8", guard, junior. And number 30, Grant Larger, 6-foot guard, sophomore. And, you know, Brian, looking at these, I just realized this, they have no seniors. I forgot about that on the roster. So,
yeah, interesting. You know, just a couple things to point out there. One, Ian Holman for them, number zero, is cousins to Troy Holman, first cousins. Also, number one for them, Cole McClurg, is the son of the head coach, Michael McClurg. And then, you know, just kind of looking at that.
Actually, they changed it. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No,
looks
good.
Like they did. I was kind of wondering about that. 42 Cole Albers will be starting instead of Grant Larger. I was wondering whenever I first seen that. So I don't know if there was an issue at the beginning or what.
Well, you know, it was ironic that you say that because in warmups, he wasn't out there for half of the warmup time period. So maybe he's battling some sickness or illness or, you know, the flu or something. I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah, he wasn't out there for half of it.
And if, and if you're unable to watch the game and you're just listening, Cole Albers is a 6'8" sophomore. So definitely some size to deal with there.
Yeah, and like you said, no seniors on the roster for Minster, all juniors and sophomores. So, and for our Fort Recovery Indians on senior night, Coach Leverett will be starting the four seniors again. Gavin Fowler is unable to play as he was hurt last week in the game, landed on his back, lower back, and just having a lot of stiffness and pain and just can't quite go. And even though it kind of stinks for him not to play on senior night, as you recall, he came out this year for the first time as a senior to play. We were talking a little before on there. That kind of speaks that he doesn't get to enjoy starting on senior night. But I'm pretty sure he would rather be, you know, having a chance to play in sectional and a chance to win a sectional championship.
So. I would agree. I would agree.
And starting lineup for Coach Bob Leverett would be number zero, Briggs Overman, a 6'1" junior. And then our four seniors, number three, Reese Guggenmiller, a 6'1 senior. Alex Dews, number four, 6'2 senior. Wearing number 10 for the purple and white is a 6-foot senior, Troy Holman. And last but not least, number 12, a 6'4 senior, Rex Loverett. So, should be interesting. Again, Mr. is 11-7, 3-3 in MAC. Puerto Rico Indians are 5-12, 0-6. And MAC coming in for tonight. Right now, Coldwater and Delphus are both 6-0 at the top of the MAC. St. Henry is in third place. And St. Henry's playing at Delphus tonight. So that game has lots of implications, and hopefully we can get some updates on that one. Minster right now sets in fourth place with 3-3, with Marion 3-3. Purcells is in sixth with 3-4. Parkway in seventh with New Bremen, both 2-4. And Fort Recovery, New Knoxville, 0-6. And we will be traveling to the barn next week, so one of us will get our first win on the season. So
there we go.
And jumping for the Indians is Rex Lebrun and Mr. Albers for the Minster Wildcats. And Minster controls the tip. Kind of expectedly, Cole's 6'8", Rex is 6'4". So.
Yep. Number one, McClure with the ball. Bring it over, passes over to Schmiesing. Schmiesing over to Holman. Holman back over to McClure.
Interesting note here right away. They're running our Finley offense.
They are.
So both teams should be rather familiar with each other on the offensive end.
Late whistle.
They're going to call a foul on Rex Loverett on the block shot.
Cole Richard trying to take a jump shot there. I think they called him for the swat, not so much the hit.
Yeah. But yeah, they come out and start running a little ball screen action. Three out, two in, kind of pick and roll on the sides. And Cole Richard steps up to the Hall Brother free throw line. He cashes in on the first free throw. Go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. I was going to say, those Holman boys, they all have those broad shoulders. And
yeah, they all look alike.
Yeah, they do. They do.
First quarter scoreboard is sponsored by Chad Fowler and Fowler Mechanical and Mrs. Allen. So it's 1-0 Wildcats. Alex Deuce for a wide open three. Holy
Got
cow.
It.
Can't get much wide open that transition.
Good for him. Great look right there.
Great start for the Indians. Leading 3-1 here. 7:22 to go. First quarter. Ball screen action for the Wildcats. Turns it down. Great drive and inside for Cole Richards. He's got all three Minster Wildcats points here early on. Great turndown on that ball screen. Sauce Hedgett.
Yeah.
Briggs Overman has the ball on the right-hand side. Shot fakes, looking to drive it in. Takes a little bump. Turnaround jumper off the glass. No good. Albers gets a rebound. Not sure how many offensive rebounds we're going to get tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to have to pull Albers in there.
And that Cole Richard has all three of their points right now. I tell you, he was really explosive against Marion for Minster.
Spinsing has the ball to Holman, trying to get it inside to Richard. And Loverett does a great job of guarding him. Offensive rebound shot for Holman and Albers up and no good on the shot. Calling a foul on Reese Guggenmiller. In all my years of officiating or coaching, I've never seen the official that just came out and made that call.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that.
If you're watching on NFHS, if not, then you don't know who I'm talking about.
But I'm thinking we just have a guy just box out Cole Albers. just get him out.
Holman hits the first free throw. Giving him one on the night. Wildcats four. They take a 4-3 lead. With 6:36 to go. Wonder how weird it is for Troy and Ian to be playing against each other.
Right.
Not that it's their first time in any sport, but still.
Hits the second one there.
Yep. 5-3 Wildcat lead. They jump into a 2-3 zone. Indians getting a little organized with this. Over to Reese Guggenbo. Short corner, Alex Dews. Passing to Loverett.
No foul.
Gets
there we go.
Say.
Way to get up, Rex. Good job, though.
Wondered who they were waiting on to call that call.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, oh, boy.
Obvious foul. Again, if you're just listening and not watching on FHS, the Indians are going right to left on the radio dot. Wildcats left to right.
That's a good foul there for us. Right on Cole Albers. That'd be his first.
Yep. Rex is able to cash in on that, giving him his first point on his senior night. How much do you think senior night really means to the kids? Is it something they really think about a lot, you think?
Or I think so.
Just another game?
No, I would think it does. I mean, I know, I think it matters, too, how many seniors you have on the team. I mean, I feel like they play for each other pretty well.
Yeah. Trying to get the ball inside to Holman, and they do. Good defense by the Indians. Swarms a little turnaround jump shot
nice
on
shot.
The hook. Yep. Giving Ian Holman four on the night. Well, Trench, because this is not our last home game.
Yeah.
You know, even though we're having senior night. But again, they stay in that 2-3 zone. Leverett with a 15-foot
nice
pull-up.
Jump
good.
Shot.
Rex Leverett looks smooth on that jump shot, giving him three. Indians still trail 7-6. Indians in the man-to-man defense right now. McClurg shot fake, drove in, picked up his dribble. Over to Richard. Richard's driving in, gets by Alex News. Goes
nice
up,
block.
Gets blocked. Blocked by Leverett. Troy Holman pushing in transition. Has Reese Guggenbiller for three.
Short.
No good. Ian Holman with the rebound for the Wildcats. It's McClurg ahead to Albers.
Good hustle play.
Back up and good. Good play by Reese. Just couldn't corral the rebound.
He's hurting on that one, yeah. Way to get his hand on the ball.
News has the ball for the innings. Fakes the drive back to Troy Holman. Troy's on the left side. Swings it over to the right side to Briggs Overman. Over to Reese Guggenbiller.
I think we really need to rotate Rex out of the paint there.
Yeah, I think we were a little confused on what we were trying to accomplish. I heard Coach yell out the offense, and I think some guys didn't hear it. So there's some guys running two different things. Leverett has the ball. Swings it over to Briggs. Briggs driving in. Kicks over to Leverett for three. No good. Way
go
off
get it.
On
go
that
get
one.
It.
Good hustle, Alex News. Throws it in to Richards. Richards
takes charge.
In.
That's a charge. Get it to him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Nice play by Troy Holman. Step up and take that charge play.
These are the plays you always hold your breath. Like, it's got to be a charge, right?
Right. It's got to be, right? And in comes Breaker Judy, Brody Bargy, and Gavin Evers, replacing Dews, Leverett, and Guggenbiller. Nice little commodity to have is have your post player bring the ball down.
Yeah.
Brody can handle that. Briggs Overman has the ball up top. Over to Troy. Troy's driving in. Throws it to Brody. On the right-hand side, goes by Albers. Kicks over to Gavin Evers. Up to Troy Holman.
Kick out.
John, nice jump stop. Watch going to the baseline there, Brody. Turns it over. Good hustle play. They're going to call foul on Gavin Evers. Coach Leverett yells out there, don't go baseline, which I was thinking that to myself.
Yeah.
Usually not too many good things come when you go baseline.
I was worried he was going to glide dribble to the corner. I was like, oh, boy.
You're going baseline, you better beat your man. That way you get to the basket. Put yourself in danger there. Schmeezy has the ball, hand off to Richards, over to Albers, over to Holman on the right-hand side, a little back screen, up to McClurg for three. Way off on that one. Good checkout for the Indians. And we end up with a jump ball. Looks like it's going to be Fort McCovery's ball. Jump ball. 3:42 to go in the Fall Mechanical first quarter scoreboard. Our Indians are trailing 9-6 against the Wildcats. Holman has the ball up top. Drive in hand off the bridge. Ball screen action by Evers. Roll
down. Yeah, there. There we go.
Catches it inside. Turn around
nice
jumper.
Shot
good
there
for
by Gavin
Evers. First basket of the night. 9-8. Wildcats, Indians into a trap.
Able, out there.
We were able to get out of it. We're the Wildcats.
McClurg with the ball up top. Rotates over to Richards. Richards bats go over to McClurg. McClurg skip passes over to Schmeezing. Schmeezing out to Holman. Holman takes the wing three off the back of the iron. No good. Gavin Evers with the rebound.
I'd say it's a shot Coach Leverett would be okay with all night long.
I would agree.
Yep. Too many steps on Troy on the spin. Drug his pivot foot there.
I will say, a little uncharacteristic. From what I've seen in Minster, they've been trying to fire a lot from three, and they haven't done that much yet.
No, they haven't. Indians jump out into a 1-3-1 here. Coming to trap that, and throw it over to 14, Noah Sweeterman, who just checked in.
Along with number two, Andrew Kettner. Cole Richards with another two-point bucket there. Bringing their lead, 11-8.
He's got five of the 11 for the Wildcats. Man, they're trapping.
Oh, man.
Turnover against Eli Lennox, who just checked in.
Coach Leverett obviously upset because Eli took the ball, brought it right to his hips, and we all know you can't do that when you're in a trap.
Yeah, especially when you're getting trapped.
let alone just being...
Right.
And also, yeah, Eli Leonard's checked in, and Kattner, and so did Schwederman. So, Adesaw's in that one. Schmeezing with the ball, trying to do a little shake and bake here on Troy Holmatt. Should have been a carry.
And he might have stayed on top.
Richards.
This is interesting.
Trying to make a move. Pull up jumper on the elbow. Got it. Nice looking shot there by Cole Richards.
He's got seven on the night.
7 points there for him.
That's going to be a tough matchup for Breaker Judy.
Yeah. Breaker over to Eli. Eli takes a three at the top of the key. No good. Trying to get an offensive rebound. Kattner with the rebound. Passes up to Schmeezing. Schmeezing pushing hard. Oh, back over to Kattner. Shoots a wing three. No good off the front of the rim. Holman with the rebound. Tried to throw it in. Wish I thought it was a kick. Did it hit the bottom of his foot?
Kick on us, if anything. I think he threw it off our foot.
Regardless, it'll be Minster ball.
But you talked about not shooting a lot of threes, and they fired up about three or four here.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that, should I? McClure checked back in.
And so did Albers. Who they get the ball to in on the block. Nice little give and go pass. Going to be an and one. With Schwederman getting the hoop and the harm. Nice little pass to Albers. You know, one thing that is easy to do as a perimeter player is when you throw it to the post, basket cut.
Right.
We saw St. Henry do that well last week because most of the time your defender is always watching the ball and they're not watching you, and you can basket cut on, which Mr. just did right there too.
Yeah. And definitely doesn't help us. Our last two possessions, we turned the ball over.
Yep.
And hits that free throw.
Brody Bargey subbed out on that one. And Rex Leverett checked back in. Senior Rex Leverett.
Troy Holman bring the ball down. Cole Richards is not letting Breaker Judy touch the ball.
Mason Diller checked in as well. Shot no good. And Breaker Judy with the offensive rebound. Nice two-handed finish right there for Breaker.
Clerk finds Albers. Albers setting up to do a post move. Very easy for Cole Albers. Big guy right there.
I think that's something we have to look at. Do we want to jam down on that? Because he basically just big boy just always to the block and surround spin with you. I'd say that was way too easy. Diller has the ball. Thought about a three over to Leverett. Over to Breaker Judy on the left-hand side. Cut through there, Rex. Thought about a three. Now he drives in. Jump stop to around. No good. And up nice and good for Mason Diller, giving him his first basket of the night. Indians trail 18-12. Going to be a foul on Troy Holman on the floor against Cole.
I'll take that foul.
Yeah. Always had an easy inside power up on that. Stepping to the free throw line is McClure. And we got 43 seconds here, and the Indians now trail 19-12, and McClure gets that as his first free throw of the night.
How long do we stay in man, Coach?
I don't know. I don't think very long, much longer.
You can't.
Because, you know, I don't think we want to get this lead to be too far away from us. McClure gets the next one, giving him two on the night. We just don't have an answer for Albers inside. And like I say, it'd be okay if we're going to play man if we jam.
Yeah.
Double the post, make him kick it out, especially when he puts the ball on the floor. But we just can't let him. Foul right there on McClure. Briggs Overman. Will he go to the line? Nope, underneath. Got it on the floor. We just don't have that matchup.
I would agree with you.
I think Coach might be afraid of them shooting too many threes as well if we do jam. So it could be a tough situation.
I better not say that or they're going to start hitting threes.
Yeah, don't say that. Just don't. Overman has the ball, drives into the middle, goes up and gets blocked by Albers. Throw ahead. Off the backboard. Good hustle for him. I'm sure his eyes as a sophomore were lighting up. Seeing that rim coming at him, he was thinking, I'm going to go posterize this sucker. Kattner, Schwederman checks in. Guggenbiller checks in for the Indians. Senior Reese Guggenbiller. We got 21.4 seconds. Wildcats lead 20-12.
Really need a bucket here for the Indians. Taking about like a Reese Guggenbiller three right here.
Yeah. The leading score for the year, Briggs Overman hasn't scored yet either. Don't turn it over here, Breaker. 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Tack here, Troy.
Right there.
Three for Briggs. Short.
Great look there on the win.
Great action. I liked it.
Yeah.
After one, the Indians trail 20-12. Thoughts on that one, Jordan?
You know, one thing that obviously the Wildcats were able to do is get the ball inside on us. They had a couple good pull-up jumpers. You know, kind of we were talking about changing defense. We'll see what that happens. And hopefully the Indians don't back down. We kind of keep taking to them.
Yeah. All right, word from our sponsor.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Did you know the most stable skid steer on earth is now even more powerful? The L234 Super Boom Skid Steer Loader from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery offers 90 horsepower with increased hydraulics, breakout force, lift capacity, and comfort. You get the superior visibility, stability, and easy maintenance you expect from New Holland. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today to learn more about the high-performance New Holland L234 Skid Steer Loader.
All right, we're back, and our second quarter sponsor is going to be K&L Tractors. And we see the Indians trail after 120-12. And looks like we're going to a zone defense here. Not man, or not a 2-3 zone, but
it's like kind of or 1-3-1 here.
Yeah. Maybe falling back to a 2-3, it looks like.
Get out.
Although we had Briggs Overman on Cole Albers, that's not a great look. Ian Holman scores on the backside of it. Albers to Holman.
Our backside guy got caught standing.
Yep.
If he comes over, that option won't be there.
That
wasn't
very good defense, was it?
I think
right there by McClurg, but unfortunately for him, he goes out of bounds and falls.
You know as well as I do, a lot of guys don't understand. Whenever you have that rotation, everybody's got to move.
Yeah, you got to move as one.
When you don't move in a zone, you get caught standing. It's easy buckets.
It's almost like the old science thing, push pull thing. When one guy goes, they got to pull you and drag you with you. Otherwise, you're in trouble. Nice drive by Reese Kuchenbiller. No good. Tipped up by Troy Holman.
Shooting.
And Gavin Evers comes down with it. One of the plays for Troy's like, I did all the work, but yet I'm not shooting free throws off of that. As Gavin goes up to the Hall Brothers free throw line, I do want to say the MAC commissioner was decided this past week, and as Digger Don Kemper is leaving that spot, and he's done a lot of time with that, and we appreciate all of his hard work, and replacing him is going to be Minster's.
His music. All of your favorite songs are part of the great
Rob Himmelgarten. That is a great choice.
Yeah, great choice.
Rob has done a lot with the stats over the years and different things with the MAC. And so that is a cool thing for him, and I'm sure he is going to do a great job.
Little easy dish in there for Cole Albers.
Yep.
Gives him six here on the night. Yeah, I was super happy that were able to get Rob, and he's going to do great things for the MAC. Good little jumper there by Gavin Evers on the other end.
Gavin's scored four quick points here. And three on the other end real quickly as a response. Right back is Cole Richards.
Wow.
That was quick. 27-16 right now. That lead's starting to swell up.
That gives him nine.
Turnover right there on Reese Kuchenbiller, and we're able to steal it right back. Indians got to be stronger on those traps. Elbows have got to be out. We got to be able to pivot. We got to be able to come in the ball and create space. We can't stand behind traps. We got to find angles to get to on the floor. Because right now those traps are killing us.
Thank you, Neil.
Appreciate that, Neil. Bringing some water to us.
Troy Holman bring the ball to the floor.
Schmeezing's working in full court here.
Oh, he is.
Has it on the left-hand side over to Reese Kuchenbiller. Drives baseline up to Gavin Evers. Back on the left-hand side. Get it out of that corner. Up to Holman on the left elbow area. Splits that defender. Goes up, pull-up jumper. No good. And rebound going to be Wildcats, and Schwiedman throws it off of Evers' leg.
You see Rex's little shove. Yeah, I was like, that. Oh, maybe we can get away with that.
I saw that as well. All right, after 2 minutes and 5 seconds here of the second quarter, Indians trail 27-16. Let's take a break, and we'll be back.
The Fort Recovery Education Association, FREA, is sponsoring a winter reading program for students in all grades. The program runs from Friday, February 2nd through Wednesday, February 28th, and here's how it works. For every 100 books that are checked out by our students at our public library in February, the FREA will donate one book to the school library and one to the public library. The more books our students read, the more books the two libraries earn, so take your students up to our library during February and check out lots of books. It's going to be cold outside, so that'll give them plenty of chances to read extra books and help out our libraries. That's the FREA's winter reading program all through February. For every 100 books checked out at our public library by our students, the FREA will donate a book to the school library and one to our public library.
And Minster has the ball, gets it inside to 6'8 Cole Albers, back out to Richards, who's had the hot hand for the Wildcats with 10 points. He drives baseline, pull-up jumper, no good, blocked by Brody Bargy. Leverett with the rebound. That's one of those things, those freshmen have some long length to them right there, and they're showing that. Holman has the ball inside, over to Brody Bargy, little 17-footer, no good. McClurg with the rebound, pushing ahead in transition. Takes it up, gets it blocked by Gavin Evers. Indians have about 4 blocks on the night. But he's been out of trouble right there in the trap. Troy Holman, another little spin move over to Evers. Over to Leverett up on the right elbow. Starts to drive against McClurg. Turn go up, Rex. There you go.
Nice turnaround.
Nice move. Nice by turnaround jumper. Yeah. Giving him 5 on the night.
Rex is having he's one of those kids. We just really got to get him going.
Yeah.
If he starts peaking right now, right, and going in our tournament, that's going to be great.
Perfect timing for sure. Indians are back in the man-to-man defense. Gavin Evers is working hard in there against Cole Albers. Big disadvantage on the height.
Ooh, I like that. Steps out. No.
Nice. And Rex bosses that against the wall. Maybe we should start keeping blocks tonight because that's about numbers 5 or 6 again.
Schwiedemann cuts through, gets the ball, tries to go up, and Rex Leverett with a big block there.
Evers and Guggenmiller steps out. And Overman and Deuce check in.
Clark checked the ball in. Screen by Alvarado. Chachi didn't slip down the middle. I was worried about
that. I thought that was open, too. Oh, my goodness. Thought it was going to be a foul on Alex Deuce, but no call. Alex goes in and scores on the layup. Might have been a foul there.
He kind of paused there. I'm like, there's no way. Can he dunk it?
Michael McClurg wants to know why there wasn't a call either. We'll stay here with the 30-second timeout. Let's talk a little bit, Jordan, what's happening tomorrow for you and your team.
Yeah. So tomorrow, the 7th grade basketball team, we have our MAC tournament game. We'll be playing New Bremen, who just beat New Knoxville. And there will be 4 other games. And then if we win that, we will play on Tuesday. And then if we would win Tuesday, we would play the championship game next Saturday. So
and we got the 2 seed, right?
We did. We got
and
the 2
we
seed.
And we play at 12?
It will be at 12 at the Fort Recovery Junior High. So if you are around and you have nothing to do, please feel free to come on out. Boys could always use everyone's support.
I think first game starts at 9 o'clock and we play at 12.
Yeah. Give a shout out to my mom and dad. My dad made the comment, said, can I just go for all the games? I said, yeah. So
we won't kick you out.
No, they won't.
Great little post move right here by Albers and takes it to the other side. That's hard to guard.
Yeah.
As big and strong as he is.
And he's a sophomore.
Yeah. Leverett for 3 to answer back. Way short on that one. Yeah, that's something I still think we've got to be able to do is we got to start doubling. We got to do something. We can't let him go one-on-one.
Yep.
We don't have an answer for him inside at all.
We do not.
He's got 8 points right here. And again, Richard's got 10. McClurg over to Albers. And there's the double team. Up to Richards on the right-hand side. Goes by Alex. Goes up and scores. And the foul.
very shifty, and I tell you,
yes,
he is quick off the bounce.
You know, I was thinking here as I'm watching, he has 12 points on the night. Seems to be like every team has that one guy that is a 20-point threat or so.
Yeah.
That's one thing we kind of lack this year with not having Kel Rammel around, is lacking that guy who can go get you a 20-point game.
Yeah.
I think maybe our highest might be 13 or so, 14 on the year, maybe, something like that.
You're probably right.
And misses that one.
Rudy Bargey with the rebound. Briggs Zimmerman pushing up the side of the floor. Thinks about it. Nothing there. Drives into the middle of the paint.
Gets it up and in. Become known as a Briggs Zimmerman shot. Off balance, turn jumper. And Mitchell tries to push ahead in transition and overthrows Albers, which is hard to do, but they did it.
It's kind of funny. You know, we both see that shot, and we're kind of like, nope, you know what? That's okay for him. That's his shot. That's his look. So.
Yeah, there's most kids, I like, take a better shot, be on balance. For him, it's just... Yeah, what you come to expect.
And you know, when you're growing up, you know, obviously he's gotten a lot taller over the years. And as a kid, you start trying to develop those kind of shots because you need to when you're going against kids that are bigger than you. Right.
Need a bucket right here. We get trapped, and we're going to call a foul.
Good hustle there by Briggs.
Coaches are okay with that, Mister, because they're coming after it. You know, got one foul. We've tapped about five times in their mind and got away with some pressure, so they're okay with that, I'm sure. With 2:57 to go here in the K&L second quarter, Indians trail 22-31.
I always love these MAC battles, too. I mean, everybody is just relentless.
Yeah.
You know, you play some of these at other schools outside of our league, and I'm not saying they don't work hard.
Good hustle. It's different.
Yeah, it is.
And there's got to be a foul.
Goodness sakes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Holy cow. Three for Richards on the other end. No good. And Richards just went up and got that one. Swearman has the ball over to Richards.
Well, they're obviously not going to call any fouls. We have one team foul this quarter, and they have two. So.
They did call that one right there by Breaker, being physical against the screen.
That gives Breaker his third, I believe.
He's got three. That's a tough matchup for him going against Cole Albert.
Yeah.
That's one of those spots you really don't want to get a foul when he's 25 feet away from the basket. He's not going to hurt you out there.
Yeah.
Down here he will, though, right where he catches the ball on the block.
This is where Troy needs to run over and dig.
Yep. And they're going to call a foul.
You know, I think it is a foul, but if you're going to call that, then it's got to be a little bit more both ways to me.
If I'm the offensive player, I wanted a foul called every time.
Me too.
I mean, you've got both hands on me. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, I would agree.
As a defender, you're like, still by right there by Gavineers, you're like, I can't move this guy. I got to have both hands on me. The ref's bringing it down. Hand off to Holman.
That's when you just play bully ball, Brian. Just go right through him, right?
Absolutely. Overman has it for the Indians. Looking to attack. Nice little drive and spin. Move goes up. Gets a block by
Kettner.
Yep, Kettner. 6'1". He seemed long for 6'1". I thought he was about 6'3 looking at him.
Yeah.
I didn't realize 6'1".
You know, watching Briggs, he does a good job at setting up his defender. If he could just hesitate that, let that guy come across.
Yeah, he's very crafty and shifty. Has that kind of wiggle to him.
Great cut there by Gavin
Kick Evers. Out. Hits that, Reese.
Got it. Big three by Reese Guggenmiller in the corner. Kick out assist coming from Gavin Evers.
Yeah.
Great look for him, too.
Yep.
Heads up play there. Cole Richards with the ball. Kind of does a little shake and bake. Tries to attack.
Good great drive defense. And great. Better defense by Gavin Evers right there.
He was straight up. Good kick out. Ooh.
Oh, that's a foul. Get in there. Great drive by Briggs Zimmerman. Right now, both coaches are a little upset with the officiating. Don't feel like it's very consistent.
We might differ on this, but I like the shot better. I'd rather him take the shot.
Oh, the pull up or the three?
Yeah. You got an inside out kick out. It's always tough, too. I mean, great read by him having the middle of the lane open.
I think for him, that's a comfort level, and I'd say he's probably more comfortable driving than shooting the three right now.
Yeah.
This is the first free throw in the Hall Brothers free throw line. Steps up and hits the second. So split a pair. He has three on the night. 31-26 Wildcats. Richard has the ball. Going to ball screen by Holman. Misting inside to Richards. Nice little spin move. Goes up off balance shot. No good. Leverett with the rebound. Outlet to Holman. Get out there and run on the wing. Torrey was looking for you. He did. Over to Leverett. Ooh. That's fine. Back over. No hurt there. Nice spin move by Troy Holman.
Get in there. Get got it. Got it.
Great Troy Holman's first basket of the night. And I believe all eligible seniors have scored tonight on senior night. And they're going to call foul on Gavin Evers on that one. And Richards will go to the free throw line.
Indians narrow in that lead to 3 points. Yeah. Hopefully,
close as we've been since the first few minutes of the game.
Hopefully, Richards has a couple misses here. And we can go down, tie it up here before half.
It'd be nice. 45.3 seconds to go in the second quarter. And he hits that one. You know, even though we're down right now, he's got 13 on the night.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do something to stop him. But I like how we're playing. You know, we're playing better and better right now, getting right close to some of the time.
We are.
We played well against St. Henry last week, even though we lost. And we're playing pretty well right now against Minster, knock on wood. Hopefully this continues in the second half.
It's that second one.
Yeah. Got 14 on the night. The only player on both teams in double digits here.
Sounds like the Indians are going to hold the ball here for one. Maybe not.
Nice little crossover by Reese. Goes up and scores.
Nice attack there by Reese. It's something you don't see out of him too often.
No, you don't see him put the ball on the floor a whole lot.
Good look there for him.
Backside help. Briggs, you got to be able to see.
Great steal by Troy.
Troy Holman. 15 seconds. Now we want one shot here.
Value it.
Turnaround jumper.
Got it. Gavin Evers. Big turnaround jumper on the short corner there.
Giving him 8 on the night. Still got Reese.
Steal.
Get it up here, Reese. Up.
Reese gets the steal by Cole Richards. He pushes. Gets it off in time. We just happened to miss off the other side of the rim there.
That is a great finish and a flurry action there by the Indians as we go in trailing at half, 33-32. Big turnaround in that second quarter.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Talk about some momentum right there, boys. Goodness sakes. So Indians did a great job pushing up there. We had 2 big turnovers that we created, and hopefully we can take this momentum leading it into the next half.
How about this? The Indians outscore the Wildcats in that quarter, 20-13.
Wow. It's going to be a good one, Coach.
We'll definitely take that going into halftime. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pool type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. 4 generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back on the Cooper Farm halftime show. And recap and hear a flourish at the end of that quarter, Jordan. We see our Indians trailing right now by 1. The start of the first quarter was not looking great at the end of that, I should say, at the end of the first quarter, as we trailed 20-12, and things were not going well for the Indians at the end of that quarter.
Yeah, it was definitely a little bit of a struggle. I mean, I think we started understanding how we got to now slow down Cole Albers. He had a big quarter there. I don't know, did he score much in the second period?
I don't think he scored.
Otherwise,
in the
first
two.
Yeah, and otherwise, in the first quarter, right now we have him down for eight, so good job there trying to make that adjustment.
Yeah. And then the second quarter, they scored, it flipped.
Yeah.
I mean, we went from losing a quarter 20-12 to winning a quarter 20-13. And, you know, because of that effort, though, now we're down just one. And at one point, I think we were down eight or so in that quarter, and we were talking about how it wasn't looking very good. So
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, now we got on our side a little bit more momentum, I think, going in. And this is always a good confidence booster going in, too, because they know they can beat these guys.
Yeah, you know, that would – Reese gets it still right there at that volleyball kind of half-court area. It would have been great if he could have finished that layup to take a lead, because that would have been a huge momentum swing.
Yeah, very much so. And, you know, great couple plays there at the end. We did a good job forcing some turnovers, and it's going to be interesting to see how we slow down Cole Richards a little bit. I mean, he's currently got 14 points for Minster Wildcats, and one good thing about us, you know, we're all spread out in our scoring, you know. Greg Zimmerman with three, Reese Guggenbiller with five, Alex Deuce with five, Troy Holman with two, Rex Leverett with five, Mason Diller with two, Gavin Evers having a great first half there. He has eight, and I got Breaker Judy for two.
You know, and that's the one thing I talked about earlier in the broadcast was every team has that 20-point guy. We just don't have that this year. It's not maybe a bad thing, because who are you going to try to key in to stop on
us? Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's no one that you're really going to focus on. You know, it's just at certain times you need that go-to guy, though, to step up and make a play for you and be the guy that you're going to. And unfortunately for Coach Leverett, I don't know if he knows who that is.
Yeah.
It might be a game-by-game basis for us. But
Yeah. And you know this as well. It's kind of who has the hot hand, you know, and then you try to feed off that. But one tough thing, too, about Minster is they got a couple big guys, big names there between Cole Albers and Cole Richards. I know that McClure, this is a low-scoring game for him. I mean, normally he usually has some good numbers by now, but so, yeah, kind of like what you said, too. Not necessarily a bad thing. So,
yeah, and kind of you went through the scores for the Indians and going through the scores for the Wildcats. Ian Holman has six. McClure does have 2 points at this time. Richard has 14. Albers with eight. And Noah Sweeterman with three. So I think every Indian player has scored for us as played, minus Eli Leonard and Brody Barges. So.
Yeah, and they shot.
Yeah, they got shots up for sure. They just missed some. But, you know, what do you notice with, you know, 4.5 minutes here going at halftime, and again, the Indians trail 33-32, what do you notice seems to be different in the last game with St. Henry on Friday and this game here with Minster on Friday and the Indians?
You know, it's actually kind of funny you say that, because after I thought about it a little bit before, you know, we were – obviously, when we played St. Henry, had a little bit different of a younger group out. You know, now Breaker Judy's in some foul trouble and stuff. But honestly, you know, we kind of said off air, too. You were asking me about senior night. I think a lot of it does have to play into that, too. You know, you're one of those seniors, you're like, this is my last MAC home game. You know, you kind of want to go out with a bang. Besides that, otherwise in gameplay, I mean, I feel like we're doing a really good job at, you know, pushing the ball. You know, I feel like our sense of urgency earlier in the season wasn't there. St. Henry, we started doing that. We looked really good against that St. Henry team. And hopefully we can keep feeding off that. And, you know, we kind of talked, too, about, you know, come tournament time, hopefully we can start getting to that point where we start peaking, you know, getting some better looks. But besides that, in general, I think a lot of it's, you know, your mentality coming in senior night and just kind of staying on the track and just keep plugging along. What about you, Brian?
Well, I think this is, and obviously by no means a knock on anyone, but I think this is the hardest some of our seniors have played in a while, honestly.
Yeah.
And I think some of that has to go with the senior night thing, honestly, too. We have a little more urgency in our intent and what we're doing, in our demeanor. Guys are doing some things they haven't normally done. You know, I'm sure Coach Leverett would have loved to have seen, you know, those guys play like this all year, because then, you know, some of those freshmen probably wouldn't be up here at this point in time.
Yeah.
if that was the case. But also, I think they're, you know, as a player, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, we got 4 months of basketball, or we got this or that. you know, you kind of hit that lull and that kind of those winter blues a little bit, per se. And I think as a senior, when you start to have senior night, I think it kind of starts to kick in a little bit.
Yeah.
My career of playing basketball and here at Fort Recovery is about done.
Yeah.
And I think it's starting to hit home for those four seniors right now out there playing with Gavin Fowler, who's not able to play tonight. And I think you start to see that in how they are playing this game, because it is definitely a different team. And I think personally watching, I think Breaker and Brody as two freshmen always play that way, and I think that kind of blends in and helps. I think Gavin Evers sets the tone. You know, he had a big game against Mississinawa. He has eight tonight. Gavin Evers is not going to be on the floor and not play 100%.
Exactly.
He is going to play hard at anything and everything he does. And I think that kind of sets the tone for our team right now. I think we're kind of maybe flipping the switch a little bit from being kind of maybe, I'm not going to say too cool to do things, but maybe
passive.
Passive with it, to where we're starting to develop a little bit of a toughness mentality to us right here.
Yeah.
And, you know, the younger kids had that. You know, you heard Coach Lovrette say that. The younger kids have had it. The older kids hadn't. And I think it's starting to rub off, because the seniors are kind of like, hey, if we want to play in tournament time and not just senior night, we better pick it up.
Yeah, yeah. So, and, you know, you always hit that February month. And I think that has a lot to do with it, too. You know, kind of even talking about the senior night. But you hit that February month, and you're like, you know what? It's tournament month right here. So,
all right, let's take a break here real quick on the Cooper Farm Halftime Show and hear a word from our sponsors.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we got an update from my handy-dandy assistant, Daniel Patch.
You better be right.
St. John's, 40. St. Henry, 13.
That's crazy.
Holy cow, that's going to put St. John's and Coldwater, both if Coldwater's winning, 7-0, 7-0.
Who would have ever thought
that? That's going to be a big clash, because I think those two are going to face off in the final game at Coldwater.
That's right. You're right.
So
that'll be a packed gym.
Yeah. And 3-4, Reese Guggenmiller with the bank. He gave a little laugh off after he hits Allen.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. And guess what? Jordan, the Indians are leading right now, 35-33 to start the third quarter.
This is Reese Guggenmiller, 8 here.
Yeah. McClure goes in, no good. Cole Albers, no good.
Good rebound by Breaker.
Judy, going to be a foul on Ian Holman.
We'll take it on Cole Albers. Can we get that switch over there, Mr. Sweeterman?
Oh, shoot. And our third quarter sponsor is Fort Recovery Insurance. And again, our Indians are out on top right now by 2:35-33 with 7 minutes to go.
Brings Zimmerman over to Breaker Judy. Breaker over to Troy Holman at the top of the key. Back over to Reese Guggenmiller. He fakes, tries to attack the baseline. Nothing there. Back out to the corner to Reese. Reese attacks. What are they going to call?
Hand check.
Little change of pace for the refs here.
I was thinking the same thing. I actually made a comment on X this week about how the officiating has been absolutely crazy. We'll call a touch foul on the perimeter, and then we let the big boys inside just beat the crap out of each other. And then when they miss a shot, everyone's like, how are they missing those shots? Well, you got five guys hanging all over you.
Rex Leverett, nice up and under, nothing.
Yeah, take that up a little stronger, Rex. Nice move by him. Just went for the scoop. Jump ball is going to be Wildcats ball.
And that's one of those Breaker Judy plays. Great job on the offensive rebound, but you got to know I got to get it to my chin right away. Yeah. Just one of those things he'll learn.
Yep. Schmeezing with the ball, trying to get it into Albers. Spin move takes up strong, and foul. Ooh. They're going to call that on Breaker.
That's a tough call right
and
there.
And that is his fourth.
Man, he does a heck of a job with his body and their physical presence. Yeah, that's going to hurt us.
And he put a spin move on that one that just beat us off the dribble.
And you know, I'm a firm believer. When you play post defense, and you know this as well, you know, some guys, I like to preach the belly button on the hip. you know, you're crossing over, you're fronting. But when you're going against a guy like Cole Albers, it's hard to do that. When someone's so big and they're running you up the lane, sometimes you just got to change your mentality how you're playing defense. Either that, you should be on the underside of him, force him to go to the middle where the help is.
Yeah.
So
Albers missed the first one and hits the second one, giving him 9 on the night. Overman has the ball for the Indians, going left to right. Nice little drive in there. Got fouled. Going to go to the free throw line, shooting 2. Great split by Briggs.
Is that kind of odd? You see that whole lane he had there?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. Good look there for him. Way to attack.
But you know what? Part of that is number 3 over there, Mr. Guggenbiller, has hit a couple of shots for us on the outside. He's hit 2 threes, and what a difference that makes for a team, because now you got to start to be concerned and worry about that, where when we don't hit those outside shots, which we haven't a lot, you can suck in and play hole.
Briggs hits the first one and hits that second one, giving him 5 on the night. 37-34 for the Indians.
I thought Minster would play a little more fast-paced than this.
I kind of thought so, too.
This is actually, Troy gets kind of a cheap call on that way, checking a cutter.
At first, I thought he traveled, honestly. Felt like he stepped.
Coach Leverett looks at him, and Troy goes, he flopped.
Oh, boy.
Flopped with a little bit of an elbow in there, Troy.
The clerk over to Schmeezing.
Another... Letting him shoot.
Let him shoot all day long.
Yeah.
Hair ball there.
I think Briggs fell, and that's why he got so wide open, but you might want to start playing him like that.
Yeah, yeah.
37-34 Indians lead with 6:15 to go. Rex is bringing the ball down with Albers guarding him.
Smart thing here. Pulls Cole Albers out.
Yeah. I'd stay out. Keep him out there, Rex.
Yeah.
Good drive in there. Good step through move. That's why Rex needs to stay on that 3-point line.
Great hustle play by Troy Holman there.
Turnover on the Indians. Going to be a foul against Brody Bargy. And McClurg brings it up. Guggenbiller gets a hand on it. Goes on the floor. Turnover. Able to hand it off to Holman. Kick out to Rex Leverett. Skip pass over to Guggenbiller. Thought about a 3. Over to Overman. On the right-hand side. Ball screen, pick and roll. Overman drives in there and scores.
Got it. Nice look there.
Brody Bargy basically cleared the way on the roll, and Briggs followed him right down the lane line.
The clerk getting worked up there.
Yeah. Minster's going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with them. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in 2 things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low at Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Minster's ball here on the side right in front of Coach McClurg, and triggered it in.
See Cole Richards, he twisted his ankle there a little bit, fell down.
Schmeezing with the ball.
Down a little bit. Schmeezing with the ball, picks up his dribble, passes into Holman. Holman trying to power his way up. Brody Bargy with good defense there. And
call reach in.
Yeah. Gavin Evers gets the rebound. Are they calling? Was that a jump ball? They called
a
jump ball.
They called a jump ball, but most of the time they called out a reach in.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you come from behind like that.
Yeah. Briggs Overman checking the ball up the floor. Over to Reese Guggenbiller on the wing. So Reese up to Brady, or Brody Bargy, excuse me. Brody back over to Briggs. Briggs checks the three. Nothing there. Looks to attack. Picks up his dribble over to Gavin Evers. Gavin gets it out. Brings it back up top. Rotates back to Briggs. Trying to get organized here, Indians. Minster putting some pressure, a little bit more ball pressure here. Back over to Troy. Troy looks at the attack. I feel like there's a seam right
there.
Yeah,
I just thought the same thing. That's a huge gap.
Rotates over to Briggs. Overman. Briggs takes the three off the wing. Nothing there. Cole Albers with the rebound. McClurg pushes up to Schmiesing. Schmiesing attacks the middle.
I'd say stay off of him and let him shoot.
I would too. McClurg with the nice euro.
Yeah.
Good finish there. And gives him, I think that's only four for him, right?
Yeah.
Troy home with the ball. Back over to Briggs. You got to get it out of there, boys. Keep getting stuck in these corners. Back over to Briggs. Irving. He attacks the rim. No call, no foul, nothing. Cole Albers with the rebound.
Schmiesing looking to push to find someone. Drives in there. Gets blocked by Briggs. Clean up basket. No good by Albers. Brody Bargy with the rebound. We need a bucket here, fellas. Give us a little bit of a cushion here. 3:20 to go in the third quarter. For recovery insurance scoreboard. The Indians are leading right now by 3, 39-36. Guggenbiller has the ball on the left-hand side. Over to Briggs Overman. 15-footer. No good. Off the hands of Albers. Over to Holman. Let's McClurg throws ahead.
Good hustle.
Nice steal by Gavin Evers. Guggenbiller is walking the ball up. Goes by Richards. And then we got it taken away. Went in too far out of control there, Reese. Both teams are telling their coaches are telling their teams to kind of settle down here. Holman has the ball. Clerk drives in. Nice little pass on the back door. Pass to Holman. McClurg to Holman for two.
Gives him eight.
Troy Holman walks the ball down the floor.
Indians lead by one, 39-38. Ooh, great attack there by Briggs. Cole Albers picks up his second foul.
He's saying he flopped back. That's, I didn't hit him. Nonetheless, the officials called it a foul, so it'll be going to the Hall Brother free throw line.
And Brian, do you as a coach, do you right now, do you keep kind of slow playing this, or
if you're full recovery?
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, we're not a fast-paced team, so
I would agree. I would agree.
So I think playing slow is to our advantage. Altitude checks in, replaced fellow classmate and senior Reese Guggenbiller.
You know, kind of like we were saying before, it's kind of shocking Minster hasn't picked up their intensity like they had right off the bat.
No. And honestly, so I don't know if that's the benefit to us, honestly, just because we don't have that guy that can go get us buckets when we need it. We kind of have a hard time scoring, but I think it's our best bet for us to be in this game. No! Calling a foul on Brody Bargy. And Ian Holman will be going to the free throw line, but his hands were straight up.
So
now, granted, his back was to the shooter, but that's not a reason for a foul, though. And that's just not the best of defense, but there's no reason for a foul off of that.
Ian Holman hits the first one. I would agree. Rex Leverett checks in for Briggs Overman.
So we got Evers, Leverett, Bargy, Dews, and Holman on the floor.
Holman, next one up is good. Ties the game at 40 apiece. There, Troy Holman now bringing it down the floor. Troy looking for the ball screen. Takes it. Albers pushes out hard. Look in. Oh, man, he got way out there. That shocks me. Don't try to do too much.
That's a reach in, too.
Yeah. Gavin with the handoff over to Troy. Troy surveying four. Ooh. Rex checked that three. Nothing there. Brody tries to force the shot there at the elbow. That's just too much. Yeah. Trying to chew too much.
I think he was trying to draw a foul, too.
Ball over to Schwederman. Schwederman inside to Cole Albers.
Oh, travel.
How can that be a block and a shooting foul? Ooh. I think that's a travel as well. Tough call there for Gavin Evers. Gavin, straight up.
I mean, Gavin fell back trying to take the charge. They definitely traveled. They definitely traveled. I guess they're calling the contact.
Maybe they call the contact first.
I mean, it's a flop. It's not. I mean, there's no way it's a contact. I mean,
it looked good.
Oh, my goodness. That's where it gets very frustrating as a coach.
Yeah.
And he missed that. I mean, because that's a no-call on the defense, in my opinion, because he didn't block. There was no contact for him to get a blocking. A blocking means that you're stopping contact.
Yeah.
That is not – there was no contact. He flopped, if anything. I mean, if you're going to call a foul because he flopped, I mean, that's just not
– Yeah.
That's just not a call you do in high school. It's the second one?
It's the second one. I would agree with you.
I mean, that's just not a good call.
Fortunately, they didn't.
Nope, and they are back up on the lead right now, 41-40 with a minute to go in this quarter. There's a reach in. There we go.
There we go.
I mean, if we're going to start calling stuff, we've got to start calling stuff.
And
we've
now we'll be consistent. Both teams will be going to the line there, so. You know, that was my mistake down here. I thought they called him for shooting, but it was just because it was his fifth foul.
Yeah. Which I still disagree with that it was a foul period.
You're gonna lose sleep about that one tonight, aren't you?
Yeah.
I'm gonna text you tonight. How about that block?
When I was coaching over there, those nights you would lose sleep. You get to bed about 3 a.m.
Oh.
Watch the thing 2 or 3 times.
Yep. Getting
and
there.
Misses that one. Out on Rex. Ooh.
Those are the ones we need there, boys.
Yeah. Yep. Gavin checks in and replaces Brody.
Gavin's playing a heck of a game right now.
Yeah, and he's the one stuck on Albers guarding, you know, being physical and bodying him up and making it really tough on Cole. He's got 10 tonight, so, and all those have not been on Gavin. So,
great.
Backside help. It's going to be a foul on Rex Leverett. Good foul probably for Rex, as that's going to be an easy 2. Rex just missed that help side a little too late. Otherwise, he could have had a steal on the pass.
It's tough too, you know. As a big guy, you try to tell kids try to watch where they catch the ball, because he was obviously under the rim, really didn't have a good look at it. Rex just came down swatting.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's probably a good foul because he was just trying to hammer and couldn't get an and one.
Yeah,
you're gonna foul him. Foul him hard.
That's right.
Albers has 11 on the night. Steps to the Hall brother free throw line. Misses that one. 42-40. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Rex drives in, spin move. Oh, he got hit. There we go. Schwederman picks up the foul.
And who was that on? Was that on
Schwederman?
Oh, it was Schwederman. Schwederman's not even in there. Hit these, Gavin. Tie this baby up.
I was going to say this would be big if we could tie it up here.
Good looking shot there.
Gavin is 9 on the night. Again, at the end of one, the Indians trailed 20-12. In second quarter, we flipped and outscored them 20-13.
Good.
Right now, we're having a good quarter here ourselves. So.
Another big free throw for Gavin Evers. 31 ticks left here in the third period.
Gavin is the first Indians in double digits, too.
You're right. McClure bringing the ball up over to Schwederman. Kind of assesses the floor, attacks Rex Leverett, stops, turns around, shoots, no good.
And it should be Indians
ball. I think they're going to call it out on the Indians.
One thing I was watching was Gavin Evers. Gavin is really bodying up Albers really hard. The official said something to him. But Albers just basically turned and didn't even try to go for a rebound. I think he's tired of Gavin just banging on him.
Get a five count. Schwederman with the ball. He attacks. Just under 10 ticks left.
Good rotation.
Over Albers, the corner three. Got it. Wow.
Good shot for that young man.
Five seconds left here. Troy's pushing up, looking. Get a shot off here, Alex.
Ooh, back to the rim. tie quarter right there for the Indians.
I give that three. Gave Cole Albers 14 so far on the night.
We get outscored in that quarter 12-10, but should set up for an exciting fourth quarter, Jordan.
Yeah, very much so. It's going to be interesting to see what both teams' adjustments they make, and we got ourselves a good MAC battle.
All right, we'll be back.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Spring brings changes to everything, and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency wants you to think about changing your insurance coverage. We're here to help you make the right choices, making sure you have the right coverage for your home, auto, farm, business, and more. Insurance that provides the protection you need and fits your budget, too. Join us in the fort and see what Ohio Mutual Insurance Group and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency can do for you, where we got something for everyone. Call 888-375-4181.
And we're back here to start the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter. Indians trail by 45-42. Be Minster's ball. Sweetman's getting ready to trigger it into McClure, guarded by Troy Holman. And on the floor for the Indians is Guggenbiller, Holman, Leverett, Overman, and Evers. Get the ball inside to Allers. He's going to town, drops that turnaround, up and no good.
Big miss there for the Indians.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was almost too
one thing
easy
I
for
noticed
him.
Too that at the stats of that quarter, Jordan, is good drive by Leverett. Wild shot, no good, is that Richards did not score at all that quarter.
Oh, wow. That is
good block right there by Overman, blocked by Evers from behind.
Good team defense right there. Way to trail back, too.
Indians are very active on the
pull that.
Our blocking part going to be a charge. We didn't call a charge on the one and called a charge on that one.
Tough play there.
I like to be able to ask the explanation.
Me too.
That's what's going
sorry
through my head.
Sorry for the pause.
That's what's going through
thinking
my head right now.
Me too.
Why? What's the explanation on what's the, a charge and
the guy
a
was completely moving. He was actually backpedaling there.
Yeah.
Who are they calling that on?
On Gavin.
On Rex.
What?
Yeah. That's
oh
his fourth.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, I'm at this point, I think I put Breaker back in. I mean, he might foul out of the game, but we're going to have a couple guys in that position right now.
Guggenbiller for three on the other end. That'd be a big bucket if he hit that. Way to go up there, Troy Holman. Uh-oh, right now it's 2-on-1. Richards goes in and finishes
got
with
it.
The left hand.
You jinxed us there, Brian.
I did.
Ooh.
Oh, and he landed on his knee, ankle.
Ooh, he's hurting.
Yeah, Coach McClurg is not happy. He turned around and kind of kicked the chair. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Joanne Glenser from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take-and-bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take-and-bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to...
Okay, and we're back here. That helped over Richards did to the bench.
And that 2 points for Richards gives them a 7-point lead, 49-42. Gavin Evers with a pull-up jumper, no good. Rebound by Schwederman.
Right now we've had three straight empty possessions that we need to make sure we get a bucket here next time.
Yeah. McClure with the ball.
Otherwise, this lead's going to start to stretch out as it's 7 points.
And what did they call here? I didn't see that, but they call a push there on Troy. That'll be his third. We're going to get to five fouls pretty quick, Brian.
Yeah.
I didn't see that what was happening. I looked down, so.
Schwedeman checks it in over to McClure. McClure attacks. Over to Holman on the wing. Back over to Schwedeman. Schwedeman over to McClure. Comes off the screen. Short.
Good.
Overman with the rebound. Pushing up. Bruce Overman to Rex Leverett. Rex looks to attack on Cole Albers. Nothing there. Over to Brody. Brody rotates back to Rex. Rex with the three on the wing. Oh, in and out.
Yeah. Good hustle by Reese.
Yeah.
Hit it, Reese.
Travel.
Travel.
Oh.
What?
That is
oh, my goodness.
So that number 14, Schwedeman, goes up for the rebound. Obviously, you can see this on the NFHS, but if you're just tuning in and listening, comes down. I don't think there was any contact on him at all.
No.
Lands on his
that
butt.
That is a bad
slides
call.
Back. Should have been a travel, and they called a foul on Troy Holman, giving him his fourth in our fourth team foul. That's a tough call right there.
There's good consistent here.
Cole Albers with the ball.
Ah,
backside finds Holman. Easy bucket there for the Wildcats.
Missed the communication on defense of what we wanted to accomplish there. We wanted to double Albers, but not leave Holman unguarded on the inside. Breaker Judy drives in. They're going to call a reach in. They're calling a body foul there.
Indian faithful, trying to make the rest feel nice and comfortable.
Yeah.
That was still a bad call. I'm going to lose sleep about that one. That travel was horrible. Or that push.
Indians need a bucket here again, throwing by nine. Gavin goes in.
Got it.
Big bucket by Gavin Evers. Showed some strength and muscle on that one.
I really like that we're still attacking, even though they got this big post player. You know, I mean, we're not backing out. Watch the look at the fight between Gavin Evers and Cole Albers.
That's what I'm saying. Gavin is hammering him.
He is.
He's pushing back.
Low man wins, right?
Right, but I'm just saying.
Ooh, that's a shovel. That's got to be a charge.
You can't extend your arms.
It's so hard. We're on the radio. You can't yell.
Well, we're trying.
We're trying. Briggs Overman with a three in the corner, off the back of the rim.
It's frustrating watching.
Wildcats 53, Indians 44 here on the fourth quarter Count Pharmacy scoreboard. Ball over to Albers, back up to McClure. Cole Richards back in the game. I guess he's miraculously all better now, right? Dishes down to Albers. Albers with the hook. Nothing there. Rebound by Schwedeman with a putback for
That's
two.
That's tough when they're going over the double.
Oh, he's hurting. I can't believe they put him back in the game.
Well, it may be taking him out here. But full timeout. Let's take a timeout, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month, and numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythms, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Kopp Pharmacy has a large selection of omega-3 fish oils to choose from, so visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
And we're back again. 4:01 to go in the fourth quarter. Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians trail by 11, 55-44. And final from St. John's at the Vatican, Jordan, 74-41.
Wow.
I know Fort Recovery has struggled over the years. I think we've only won twice up there at St. John's. I was fortunate enough to win one of those games and as a coach.
That
and,
shocks me with Bowers.
I heard St. Henry struggles up there as well.
Really?
Which,
that's
you
crazy.
If you ever played at the Vatican, you could understand why. Still by the Wildcats there, and Richard Stilzett.
Good job by Breaker.
Yeah.
Get up. No foul. Yep, there we go. Good. There we go. That was a foul.
Great defense by the Indians. Almost like a trade of turnovers. Richard stole the ball, threw it off our foot. He got it right back. Threw it off our foot again. Still by Breaker. Throws it in the bridge.
That's fouled. Three fouls there for Cole Albers. I'm thinking we ISO. I'm not trying to be ruthless against any high school kid, but I don't think number four can cut too well with that ankle right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I was watching him over there getting trapped, and he struggled.
Yeah. Well, and they take out Schmiesing, too, knowing that he might be a guy we go after and start fouling here or double with him.
Yeah.
Kind of a no-guard kind of guy. We got to hit some free throws, though, fellas.
Ah.
Missed that one. Breaker gets his hands on it. Don't foul, Breaker.
Yeah.
Right now, McClurg's bringing it up against Holman. The Indians have four fouls, so the next one, they'll be going to the line.
Stay up.
Pressure him, yeah. He's a post player, Briggs. You're quicker. Clark drives in there. Turn around, throws it up high.
Wall up, Breaker. Don't. Nice
little stuff.
Nice
reverse.
Little reverse bunny shot there for Albers.
Reverse Mike and drill that you work on inside.
There you go.
Holman over to Overman. Overman drives in. Creates some space. Over to Holman. Guggenbiller. To Judy to Leverett.
We're going to need some points here, boys.
Yep. Time starting
to
be
shy.
Actually, I thought he got fouled on that shot.
I did too.
Thought he hit his arm. Missed shot. Holman gets it. Outlets to McClurg. Finds Albers in there. Goes up off the glass for the finish. The point guard rewarded the post player for running the floor. Leverett drives in there.
Nope. I mean, the contact man lose the ball, right? Am I wrong in saying that?
No. I would say you're not wrong. But.
Oh, boy.
Coach McClurg is going to take a full timeout. 59-44. The lead has swollen up here to 15 with 2:33 to go.
That's this evening.
Yes, it was. Quick, too.
The big game is coming up on Sunday, and Miracle Lanes has a great special for you. From 4 to 7 this Sunday, you can get one of their large 15-inch pizzas with two toppings, 15 of their traditional wings, and two orders of breadsticks with both dipping sauces for just $40. No substitutions are available. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 to place your order. Maybe even call a day or so ahead of time to reserve your pickup time. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with two toppings, 15 of their traditional wings, and two orders of breadsticks with both dipping sauces for just $40. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 well ahead of time to get this great big game special.
With 2:33 to go, the Indians trail by 15, and you know, give Minster the Wildcats credit for making plays down the stretch where, you know, our four recovery Indians at. But
yeah.
That being said, I still think it's been some very inconsistency calls right here that I'm not going to say cost the Indians because obviously we've done that to ourselves, but definitely haven't really maybe helped us in that chance.
Oh, 100% too, especially when you compare it to the first half. I mean,
right.
Not even comparable.
Nice drive by Briggs. Gets a bucket right there, giving him 10 on the night.
I will say, though, Brian, the last two games, the way we've scored has been night and day difference.
Absolutely. We got 46 right now. Chance with more, hopefully. And going to be a foul on Alex Dew. The senior checked in.
Nick Simmons first, so that's perfect.
15 foul, and Schwederman steps to the line. Hopefully we know who we want to foul here. We'll find out if this is one of those kids we want to foul or not. Noah Schwederman steps up to the line.
It's
short. And he just looked over and read McClurg's. I don't know if you saw his mouth or not. He goes, do we leave him in? He hits that one. So, you know, obviously he doesn't feel comfortable with this lead right now with 14 points with 2 minutes to go. Briggs drives in and
nice
up
attack.
And finish. Great finish by Briggs Overman. We need to play with this urgency the whole game.
We do.
Because we do a great job of coming back like this late. Schmiesing has the ball. Black on him, which means we're trying to
good.
Foul.
That's, we'll take that. That's we want him to the free throw line.
Yep.
I think McClure just said who.
Yeah.
I don't know
if they want to put Richards in because he's limping.
His mobility is, yeah, it looks like he's going to be very limited.
We've got to attack him on defense. Schmeezing, no good.
We found our guy, Brian.
We found two of them. Chances they take one of them out and shoot him in. You got to get buckets here, fellas. Get misses
and get
rebounds.
Box out, Rexy.
Schumann, Eisen flies the second one and hits, puts a pair.
Let's get it up.
That's Connor Schmiesman's first points of the night. Got to be attacking, fellas. Yes. Leverett lets a three fly.
Nice.
Good for Rex Leverett. Giving him eight on the night, cutting that lead down to 10. Full timeout. Let's take a break and we'll be back.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious, home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites. We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Well, for the next minute 41, Jordan, we got to make this thing a rat race, and we got to make sure it's prolonged and make them hit free throws.
Just fly.
Yeah. We got to be aggressive on offense. We can't have long possessions, and we got to be aggressive attacking. As the Indians trail by 10, 61-51 with 1:41 to go. Indians are implementing a full-court man-to-man defense. We also got to know who we want to foul right here and be organized, make things quick. McClurg has the ball. Probably trap him and make him get rid of it. Briggs, there you go. Go trap him, Briggs. They call a foul before the turnover happens.
That's tough. I'm all right with holding one line. Another update. Marion local, or Cole, I'm sorry, Coldwater beats Marion 53-40.
So we got two undefeated teams at the top right now. Holman hits Allen.
And last I seen,
Coldwater 7-0, and St. John's 7-0, setting up for a great battle at the end of the season.
Parkway and New Bremen were tied at 35 at the end of, or that was during the third quarter, so another good game there.
Holman steps up and hits both for the Wildcats. Briggs Overman attacks in there.
Great attack.
The only problem is we can't be trading two for two.
Yeah.
Not really gaining anything, and time's a ticking. Junior Briggs Overman steps up to the Hall Brothers free throw line and hopefully can hit two here, at least stay even. There's a couple dribbles and hits that one. Giving Briggs 13 on the night, leading scorer for the Indians. Cole Albers for the Wildcats has 20 tonight.
Yeah.
Hits the second one of that, giving him 14. Richards only scored 2 points the whole second half.
That's crazy.
Being hurt helped
and
a little
still,
bit. That's where we got a foul.
Yep,
there we go. Jump McClurg, get him rid of the ball, make him throw it to Schmeezing, and go foul him.
And he is still not very mobile.
No.
Watching him limp around. I didn't see who he's guarding.
I wasn't either. Schmeezing steps up to the line and
air ball.
Way short.
They don't make that a new rule. You airball, you don't get the second shot.
Well, at least if it's our opponent. Right?
Yeah.
And makes the adjustment and hits that one for them.
Go.
Got to attack here, fellas. Reese pulls the three. Way short for us.
Good rebound by Alex
Deuce. Throws it up. No good.
Get after it.
And Deuce picks up the foul. Cole Albers is going to walk to the free throw line. Looking to add to his 20 points tonight. Cole Albers. 64-53 here on the Cal Pharmacy fourth quarter scoreboard. And he hits that one.
Nice shot there.
Yeah, nice when your post player can step up and hit free throws late in the game, for sure.
And step out in the corner three.
Yeah.
That was a big three for them.
Yeah, it was a momentum change. Time, for sure. Misses that one. Ooh. Thought he was going to get a rebound.
Yeah.
He dodged one there. Leverett lets it fly. No good. Holman with the rebound. Back up.
Get in there.
Count it. Oh.
Black zero hit. Not on the shot, I guess. I'll take the shot. Did he just foul?
Yes, he did.
Ian Holman fouling out of the game for the Wildcats
with 14 points.
Put Sweetman back in the game. It's good for us.
Got another guy we can foul.
Kick it. Rotate it.
Hit it.
Yep.
Ooh. Go get it. Squeezing foul, foul. There we go. Unfortunately, we're not hitting some of these threes, but we're getting them to miss some free throws.
Not bad looks.
No, good looks. And this is going to be Rex Leverett's fifth foul of the night. And senior Rex Leverett steps off the floor, and looks like the other seniors are going to come out as well. Rex Leverett, Troy Holman, Reese Guggenbiller, and Alex Dews.
Big shout out to those boys. Yeah,
leave the floor tonight on senior night. Not how they wanted their senior night to end, but Smithing does hit the first one. Hayden Seifring checks in, replaces Briggs Overman, who has 14 points for the Indians.
Great night for
scoring
him
tonight. Yep. He's the guy, I think, can step up and kind of be that double-digit consistent scorer for us that we need. Smithing misses that one. Bargy with the rebound over to Seifring. Trail by 13 with under a minute to go. Eli Leonard's with the ball. Over to Bargy. Over to Breaker Judy. Thought about a three, drives in. Stops and drives. No good. Diller with the rebound. No good. Albers on the floor. Head to Schmiesing. Over to Cole Albers. Over to McClurg. 30 seconds to go.
Looks like this is going to get wrapped up here.
Yep. Looks like the Indians have waved the white flag, holding off on fouling.
Final score, I'm going to be saved. Fort Recovery Indians 53, the Minster Wildcats 66. As we finish here, we're under 10 seconds left.
We got outscored that quarter, 21-11.
Yeah.
To end up, Minster pulling away with a big 13-point victory. Going into the fourth quarter, it was 45-42. So the Indians drop to 5-13 on the year, 0-7 in MAC, and the Minster Wildcats improved to 12-7 on the year, 4-3 in MAC. We will wrap some things up here, try to get some numbers finalized, and Coach Leverett coming up to talk to us, and we'll be back.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, a great month to check the health of your heart. Kalp Pharmacy can do a lipid panel blood test to measure the amounts of cholesterol and other fats in your blood. The test measures total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Appointments are recommended, so to schedule an appointment or ask questions, call Kalp Pharmacy at 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hello, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern, and we have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Monday through Friday. And now we also offer a second Cook's Choice lunch special every day. We still offer our regular lunch favorites, We start off each week with Mystery Monday, and our special will be something different each week. On Tuesday, it's our meatloaf dinner. Wednesday, it will be our famous three-piece chicken dinner. Thursday, you can get a tenderloin with fries and applesauce. And on Friday, we have our big half-pound cheeseburger with fries and slaw. And now we also offer a second lunch special every day. Check our Facebook page daily to see what our two lunch specials will be. Fast, delicious, home-cooked meals. Lunchtime, Monday through Friday, here at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
All right, we're back here again to wrap things up and waiting on Coach Loverett to come out. A couple things here for the up-and-coming schedule for the week. Tomorrow, the boys host Newton, simulcast with WPGW with their audio on NFHS. And next week, the girls are going to host Wapakoneta. Fort Recovery Radio will be on that broadcast as well with audio on NFHS. Thursday, and it's also swim senior night on Tuesday at the girls' game. On Thursday, the girls will host New Knoxville, simulcast with WPGW and NFHS Radio, and the girls' basketball senior night. Friday, the boys are at New Knoxville, travel to the barn, and Fort Recovery Radio will be broadcasting there, and video only available on NK Telco. Saturday, the boys are at Tri-Village. That'd be a tough place to play down there. And simulcast with WPGW NFHS video available will not be available, it says. So no NFHS next Saturday at Tri-Village. And then last week our girls' draw came out on Sunday. This week the boys' draw will come out on Sunday. The girls got the 8th seed and are traveling on February 22nd on a Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The girls will be traveling up to Haviland, Wayne Trace, and taking on the 5-seed, the Raiders, up there at Wayne Trace. So getting close to that time of year, Jordan, where it's going to be tournament time and exciting action here in the Fort side.
Yeah, very much so. Kind of a little speechless. I was thinking about kind of the game a little bit back and forth here. And
how about we recap some scores while you get some thoughts there?
Yeah, there you go.
In the varsity game, again, the Indians come out on the short end by 13, 66-53. Leading scorer for the Indians is Briggs Overman with 14 points. Gavin Evers chipped in with 12. Rex Leverett had one of his better games with 8 points. Reese Guggenbiller with 8. Alex Dews with 5. Troy Holman, 2. Mason Diller, 2. Breaker Judy with 2. Brody Bargy with 2. And Minster Wildcats were led by Cole Albers, a sophomore, with 21, Ian Holman with 14, Cole Richards with 16, Cole McClung with 4, Connor Schmiesing with 2, and Noah Schiedlin with 8. So,
Coach,
got Coach little Bob Leverett here with us. And Coach, talk a little bit about the game, if you would recap what your thoughts were about that.
I kind of think that turning point was, we're down maybe 1 or 7 third quarter. They hit a big 3. And that was kind of which makes no sense. As good as we were playing, pretty dang good. Why going down 4 or 5 made us kind of panic? But I kind of thought that was a little bit of a turning point there in the second half. Third quarter was not good for us at all.
Looking at the scores, we outscored them in the second quarter, 20-13. Third quarter was 12-10. Then the fourth quarter and the first quarter kind of being the biggest difference.
A lot of free throws down the stretch for them. We lost some guys on some, and I don't know why we're supposed to three-quarter Albers on the block, and our help side was up too high, and then they was going to throw, then they'd throw it down to Sweeterman for a couple layups, and some of that is, I hate to say it, but our young guys and their rotations not being there, if they drop down a little bit lower, that pass doesn't happen, so that's how we kind of got down, was those actions right there.
I thought we had, last week was a great building block going into tournament time. Tonight I thought we had a lot of great moments way more positive moments than negative moments. And even though they're not W's, but you got to be happy with the progress and the direction we're going right now.
No, we are. You know, we're staying positive with them, and it's reps. You know, this is a whole new team than we had early on. So, throwing some youth out there, and those reps will come. We've got four more games now to figure it out. Like I told them, hey, good thing is we got to play. Get to play tomorrow night now against a pretty solid Newton team that's got a really nice score. They're pretty quick. You know, we want to try and get in our zone a little bit more, but, you know, it just isn't coming along for us like we like. We got a few guys that don't talk real good. We're trying to find that group of guys that's good in our 2-3 zone. So
big night, too, for Gavin Evers. I mean,
yeah, when he doesn't think about it and he just shoots it, he scores. It's kind of like his brother was when he played. So. Good minutes for him. We'll get there.
Yeah.
So.
All right. You want to talk real quick, though, about your seniors? I mean, obviously, you're a senior just night.
Great group of kids. You know, I had them since third grade, so, tried not to get too emotional tonight, but just a great group of guys. I mean, Troy Holman's just gritty as all get out. He's a competitor. Dudes and Alex, just even keel, just... What can I say? I wish we would have had Gavin Fowler tonight. He's all banged up, so that hurt us a little bit too. You know, Rex, obviously, he's probably my favorite player this year. just a great group of seniors. So,
well, you know, he had a good night tonight.
Yeah, he played well. He hit some shots. We worked on a shot a little bit this weekend, and I think it showed some. We'll get there. I need to take some pictures, guys.
Hey,
so.
Appreciate right. it.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Coach.
Thank you for stopping up here, Bob. All right, well. The Indians are definitely getting better and definitely making strides. And, you know, as Coach was kind of saying before he took off, is, you know, we're starting to, I think, peak kind of at the right time.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And hopefully we can keep that momentum kind of going into tournament. And you know as well as I do, I think we start seeing more of it out of the boys too. And we like to see that fire, you know, not losing that fire.
Right. And even though it is senior night, we do have a couple more home games, so don't be afraid to stop up and watch. And, you know, we just kind of read the schedule off to you. We got a lot more games, even though in a short period of time, coming up here with some Friday, Saturday, back-to-back games. So.
Perfect.
All right, well, Indians come up short tonight against the Minnesota Wildcats, 66-53. But nonetheless, we do play tomorrow here versus Newton, so stop on out and watch the Indians play. So. Thanks to Neil Spencer for helping set things up, and I assume Brody Hart probably had something
there
to do with that as well, as I see him making his way over.
Brody
here.
Had everything to do with it.
Well, that's good. But hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast. For Jordan Leonard, Brian Patch, have a good evening.
Yep, good evening.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.